Hello, everybody. Welcome to Behind the Media. I'm Dan Lothian.
Oh, and I'm Jimmy Young.
We find the interesting in media so you don't have to go searching for it. On this episode, trust in the media has hit rock bottom. How far have we fallen? We'll answer that question in just a bit, but first, this podcast is powered by Away. Away provides thoughtful standards for modern travel. Away makes suitcases for the way we all travel with features like an ejectable TSA-approved battery or a built-in front pocket, and of course, they come in a range of colors and materials like Jimmy has in his closet, and they'll suit your travel style, like Jimmy's suit coat that he's wearing. For $20 off a suitcase, visit awaytravel.com and enter promo code CLNS. Okay, Jimmy. So we know that
is this the first quarter?
First quarter. Okay. But for those listening, it's just a podcast. Okay. We know that the public trust in the media has been sinking like a rock, but it seems that it can't find bottom. Were you shocked at all when you saw the way that people? I mean, we update
yes.
this from. You are shocked.
Oh my God! Especially the one that 60% of people believe that sources are paid for their interviews.
Exactly. They think their reporters are paying.
I get it was something like 4,300 people they talked to.
Yeah, they did. Yeah, and this is a Columbia Journalism Review.
Yeah, they're a reputable group.
Very
they know how they're doing it. Right?
No, definitely.
With Reuters, 4,214 adults.
Adults who were interviewed for this, and they think that we're paying for our stories.
Now, what is it? First of all, I'm flabbergasted.
Jimmy
I'm
is
totally
at a loss for words. Ladies and gentlemen, record this moment, save it, and send it around because you'll never get a moment where Jimmy is at a loss for words.
A loss for words. Well, it's happening a lot more lately, let's just say, as I get older. That being said, I'm amazed that so was it like the internet source, the news source that all
the Onion, the made up stuff.
Yeah, no, the not TJX because that's a store.
Right,
TMX.
Oh no, no,
no, no, TMX is an exercise thing. What am I thinking of?
Oh my goodness, what is it? It's the Harvey Levin.
Yeah, yeah,
site.
It's where all that bad video comes out of.
Oh my
goodness, they pay for their videos.
Yes, they do.
So
yes.
Whoever they are, I can't remember the damn site. TMX, TRX,
no,
TX. What is it?
TMZ!
I got the initial wrong.
You got close to the Z, but was it the X?
TMX.
Right.
TMX.
TMZ. They pay.
They pay their sources.
Yes.
So what it's telling me is
they don't know the difference.
People, 60% of the people don't know the difference. If they see it on their phone and it's delivered through social media, whether that's Instagram or Facebook or Pinterest or Reddit or whatever, they think it's real.
They do. And I think that's troubling. And
you think it's troubling?
We've talked often about the fact that people don't know the difference between, you know, kind of what comes on in prime time, like a talk show kind of show versus your news show.
Right.
If it shows up on their TV, it's all news.
Right.
If it shows up in their news feed, it's all news. Well, if it shows up on TMZ, it's all news. So therefore, when they hear one thing is happening in one end, it applies to all.
Yeah. And you make a great point about the talk show part of a newscast.
Right.
You know, talk show hosts are not journalists.
No, Dan. They're not. They can be.
They can be former journalists.
They can be former journalists,
but in the role as a talk show host,
it is not journalism.
It is not journalism. You're not telling a story. You're giving an opinion about a story, which changes the dynamic completely.
Exactly.
So when you blur that line, when you're watching, we're going to go behind the media. When you blur that line of a news show that morphs into a talk panel, The anchor, who was a journalist telling you the facts, or at least
that version.
Right. That's factual.
Right.
As it's supposed to be.
Right.
And then morphs into a talk show host, someone who is a referee between other people that have different opinions.
Opinions. Exactly.
Sometimes the attribution comes to the anchor.
Right.
So, I heard you say this.
Right.
Well, like, I didn't say it. It was my guest who said it. And it happens all the time in sports talk radio that they think a caller who gives an opinion is the host's opinion.
Right.
And the guy goes, I didn't say that. That was a caller.
But I think, you know, look, it's not just on what shows up on television now. There are just so many ways for people to consume content that it every passing day blurs that line,
right,
and it makes it very difficult for people. And I think that's why we see these numbers. It makes it very difficult for people to tell the difference. And
right,
what was really surprising by this Columbia Journalism Review poll is that in addition to the fact that they just don't trust us, and these are some of the lowest numbers we've seen in quite some time, is that people also believe that reporters put stories out there before they get all the facts. So they're filing their reports without knowing the facts. So they're just making things up.
Well, just hold on. Now
right,
stop for
yes,
a second.
Stop.
Think about what you just said.
Okay.
We've all recognized that the news cycle is now 24/7.
Right.
We no longer really have deadlines.
Not the way that we used to know. It's not 6 o'clock or 9 p.m. for the newspaper or whatever.
It's, yeah, it's a rolling deadline.
It's a rolling deadline.
And what
it's
happens
as soon as you
is
can get it
a
done.
Fact comes out or a piece of video off social media comes out, and then it's reacted by traditional media.
Right.
There's reaction to that. But that's where I think all that lines get blurred, because people think they are not checking their facts. They're just – but they are. They're using what they know as
at
facts at that time.
Well, so is this a problem then? How do we fix this problem? Because if the public – believes that we are just making things up, essentially, right? We don't have the facts, but we're going to report anyway. And we aren't doing that. We're just giving you the facts as we get them. Is it incumbent on news organizations to put more emphasis on this is what we know at this point, this is what we know as fact, this is what people are talking about on social media, but we have not confirmed. Is it necessary for
how we contribute
exactly
and take responsibility?
Yeah,
for
why not?
Yeah,
I mean,
no,
why
I
not
agree.
Signpost everything, right? And it doesn't mean that we're going to convince everyone out there listening, but it could be one way, and it's not just something you do once. I think it has to be part of any breaking news, because this is typically when you get into trouble with these kind, and when the audience feels you're just sort of throwing things out there. It's when things are moving very quickly, as in a breaking news situation or an ongoing story. And I think the more that you can tell your audience, the more transparent that you can be in the process of what you know and what you don't know, and then highlight, you know, don't run away from those things that people are talking about out there on the internet that may be rumors, but there may be some truth to, but you haven't, you know, confirmed it. Lay out the case that, you know, a lot of people are talking about this, but we can't confirm it.
Right.
That's all you have to say. You don't have to say one way or the other. Just, we know you're talking about this. We know it's out there,
but we haven't
confirmed it.
But as long as they come back to, here are the facts that we know now.
Mm-hmm.
I think that's really important that those facts still, I mean, that's your job.
Yeah.
Report on the facts, not to interpret the facts.
But report
and
on
give
them.
Give your spin
right.
on them. But tell me what the facts are of this story. The other thing that's interesting to me is, what is TV, Dan? You know, what? If it looks like TV,
yeah,
acts like TV, and is or isn't TV? Because as you look at this, it says 40% get their news from TV.
Yeah, well, do they mean from the local news?
Well, that's
TV?
It. Plus 40% get their news from online and social media
right.
sources.
I thought it's
so.
Sort
how
of,
are they? How are they just differentiating between the two?
I mean,
those
I'm,
three, if you will.
And I'm guessing. I mean, if you're watching. Like, if you watch the local news, that's TV. If you watch the
local
news online, if you're streaming it online, if you DVR'd
it. Is it still TV or is it an online source?
That's interesting.
I think they need to
spell that out.
Can we talk to the Columbia Journalism Review, please?
Yeah, you do that. Why don't you?
I can do that. Actually, I know somebody who started that.
Well, call them up and complain about it.
He's no longer with us.
Well, you can pray to him and tell him.
Yes, we can. He was a professor there.
I think that you have to you know, it is harder to define exactly how people consume news. I mean, I presume that when you're talking about TV, you're saying, you know, the people who have the rabbit ears or the latest version of the rabbit ears, that's TV. I don't know. I mean, because a TV newscast is only a TV newscast for certain people. And for others, it's the same newscast being consumed in a different way. So, you know, it's on a handheld device.
Okay,
it's on
a
laptop.
Right.
It's on a desktop.
You're repurposing the content.
It is. It could be
for the media.
It could be streamed from online
right.
and plugged into or Bluetooth to your TV. So
right.
it's kind of a fuzzy thing. But the other thing I thought was interesting here is that, as in all things, Jimmy, partisanship plays a role.
Oh, man, I was not happy when I read this.
It said that 40% of all demographic groups, only Democrats expressed a positive confidence in the press.
There's that education thing again. I keep bringing it back up. I do happen to think that the Democrats are more educated than the Republicans.
Well,
and it's because I skew that way.
Exactly.
I do.
You want to say that the people who believe what you believe are smart and the rest of the people are idiot.
Yeah, I don't like to. First of all, I don't like to call people names.
No, but that's what you're saying.
But you're reading between the lines. So yeah. I'm going to let you get away with it here because it doesn't necessarily, it does.
It's not factually. Not factually wrong.
Correct.
But the verbiage is not in keeping with Reverend Jimmy Young.
Right. Okay. That's right, and I appreciate that.
Okay. What's sad is that Republicans believe that the media is biased. Democrats don't. The Republicans,
this is what I,
by, in
this
large is, numbers, think that reporters can't be trusted and they're making things up.
I just would like to see us not have political parties. I really
yeah,
think
but
that
I don't,
because
I
we
don't
have
know
to,
if that's going to take care of this problem.
No, but then you get into the Liberal Party and the Conservative Party,
right?
Or you get the centrist party,
the person leaning left or leaning right.
Right.
We have to find a way to divide each other. And then no matter whether you call it a party or not.
That's the problem, Dan. Why
no,
do we need to
I'm
find
not saying
division
that we should.
Lines?
I'm not saying we should. I'm just saying that that's humanity. Humans are flawed, and they're always looking for a way to say, I'm better than you are. And when it comes
to... I don't
to,
think I've ever said that.
No, but people think. But people think that.
Maybe in sports. Definitely in
Believe
sports.
Believe me, you've said that in sports.
Definitely
I know you
sports,
have.
Yes, okay,
you've said that in sports.
But I don't think in real life.
Maybe you haven't, but you're perfect.
No,
because you're
not.
Reverend
no,
Jimmy.
Oh yeah. Oh, you're not. I don't know where you're going with that one, Mr. Lothian.
Well,
serious imperfections on this side of the table. Okay.
I think. Look, this is disturbing because we've seen these numbers sliding again. For those of you who are just sort of picking up in the midst of this podcast, the numbers that we're talking about here is that 60% of folks out there,
4,200
people who were surveyed,
yep,
believe that that they don't trust us.
They don't trust
the news media.
The news media.
Yeah, they believe they're making up stuff without the facts.
And the report on this, the conclusions were this is the lowest it's ever been or the highest it's ever been, depending on how you look at
it. Exactly.
And I'd love to see what it was like before someone declared war on the media.
Well, I think, the numbers, and we've been following this now for quite a while, but I think the numbers have definitely ticked up, but they've been high. I mean, for, the last several years now, even prior to this president coming into office, there has been this growing sense, and it's usually again divided by party line, right? That the news media is biased. I mean,
those lines have been so hardened too.
They're more entrenched now than ever before. I can tell you that
ever before because of this leadership. I'm gonna throw them under the bus again.
So I would say, since you can't change the public, you can't go out and change other people. We can change ourselves, and we're sort of being a little redundant here. What we can do is to try to be as transparent as possible in terms of laying out with any kind of story that potentially could be controversial how you got your information, not using unnamed sources, and sometimes you have to, but not relying only on unnamed sources, and then providing, if people didn't talk to you for a story and refused to talk to a story, if 20 people or 20 organizations refused to talk to you for something and you could only provide one angle of it, then spell out, we called these people, we called those people. And maybe even on TV, we need to put, some sort of a stamp on there. This is what we know now, more to come, or, stories to
a stamp
that visually, so not only verbally should we be leading and helping to restore trust through what we say, but also visually provide some sort of compelling graphics that lets people know we're trying, we're working hard. This is what we know now. It could change in another minute, and we'll tell you about it when it changes. But don't look at this as the full meal, fully cooked. Right now, it's still on the stove.
Right. And then, Jesus, good analogy.
Ooh, I kind of like that one.
What's news, Dan? Doesn't it go back to what we've talked about many times?
Yes, we have.
What is news? It's, you know, and where did they get that news from?
Yeah.
And that's really where this, and again, I think that there's more opportunities to screw up the story now because of social media.
There is.
And then traditional media reacts to the
exactly
to the uproar
so
in
social
media.
So we can get used more now than ever before right. because either right. intentionally or just unintentionally.
Right. We've talked about Twitter. Yeah. I mean, how many times do you see a news organization showing a Twitter?
Yeah.
A tweet.
They just put it out there.
They just put it out there.
Yes.
Without and checking it.
Without sometimes, as someone pointed out, sometimes stuff will go straight from the police scanner to Twitter. Actually, sometimes the scanners are tweeting things out, right? And so and so you should use that as a journalist. You should just use that as a guide, as something to help you search and dig and complete the story, but not as the this is the story.
Right.
If you agree with us, we'd like to hear from you. Let us
and
know.
And if we don't, I don't want to hear from
exactly.
you.
Like us on Facebook. Use the hashtag #BehindTheMedia to engage with us on Twitter. If you have any questions, drop us a line at info@littlepartmedia.com. That's info@littlepartmedia.com.